Welcome to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and today we're diving into how mindset can shift your life, your confidence, your purpose. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to Flawless Conversations. I'm your host, Tamika Jones, and today we're diving into a topic at the heart of leadership, which is purpose. In the hustle of running a business or leading a team, it's so easy to lose sight of the deeper why. Our guest today knows this journey well. Dr. Sheila Stanek is a board certified family medicine physician with over 30 years of experience in personal practice, urgent care, occupational medicine, and executive leadership. She's also the founder and CEO of Empower Med Sisterhood, where she helps female physicians rediscover joy, connection, and purpose. And she leads Crossbrook Medical, a trauma-informed telehealth practice. Sheila, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Sheila, the problem many leaders face is that their passion gets buried under the daily hustle and bustle and grind. Sometimes they feel disconnected from their deeper purpose. And as a result, their leadership energy fades away. Why is it that so many leaders forget their why once the pressure of running a business begins to kick in? And I know this firsthand as well, because so many times I've lost my whys while running my business. So can you kind of elaborate on that? As to the why we as leaders sometimes forget our greater purpose.
Yes, it is so easy for that to happen. I tell you, you know, the flight or fight response kind of kicks in. You get worried about all the day-to-day activities, all of the urgent things that pop up, and that draws your focus in, and you tend to focus on that and lose focus on the why.
Yes, I agree, especially with so much going on, and you know so well as an entrepreneur that you get so focused and zoned in on one thing, right? And then other things are starting to pile up, right? And then you got to go back and, you know, address those other things, right? So I can see where, you know, leaders do get kind of lost in the hustle and bustle, you know, of their why, right? The bigger purpose or the mission. What steps can a leader take to pause and rediscover that original spark?
There are a number of things that you can do. You can time block and live by that time blocking.
Can you explain the time blocking?
So time blocking is you put on your calendar or whatever method you choose exactly what you're going to work on and when you're going to work on it. You determine what works best for you. Some people like to do little bitty things at a time in small time increments. And some people like to put, you know, 4 hours for one time thing. But when you do that, you need to make sure that you put time for yourself. You need to put time for your projects, and you need to put time for what your mission is. You need to put time for focusing and redirecting back to what your mission is, so that you don't lose sight of that and so that you can weave that into that time blocking. Another method would be to, like I said, weave the mission into what you're doing. Whether you're working with yourself or you're working with a team, if you address the team and say, we're not just doing this goal, or we're not just doing this task, we're doing this because we're trying to help people. We're trying to make it easier for female physicians. And you kind of weave your purpose into the steps that, whether it's on the calendar or otherwise. Another thing I like to do is once a month, schedule on my calendar specifically a day to focus, to refocus, and look back at, this is what my purpose is. Are the decisions I'm making in line with my purpose? Are the decisions I'm making in line with my values? And if not, make adjustments, because it's easy to get off off of task and away from what your original goal was, like we talked about before, with all the stressors and everything that happened. So that kind of helps refocus. And if you do it regularly and you put it on your calendar, you're more likely to stay on track.
I love that because self-reflection is so important. We have to always go back to look, and it helps us to grow as well as leaders, right? Reflecting on our day, our month, our week. And I try to do that at night, self-reflect to see what can I improve the next day or do differently the next day. So yeah, I think that's key. So thank you for that. And also with my clients too, I teach them to take that pause, right? Because sometimes we need that pause. And what does that pause look like? For me, it's like putting your hand over your heart, right? And just hearing that heartbeat and becoming in sync with that heartbeat, right? And thinking of something that you accomplished, right? That made you anything that makes you happy, right? Going back to that moment in time, right? And just breathing through it for 2 minutes, a 2 minute pause. Sometimes that's all we need, Sheila, right?
Absolutely, 100%. I like to, in the morning, meditate, and for me personally, take time with God, to help me focus. And then in the middle of the day, if you stop and say, "What have I accomplished so far today?" Instead of focusing on all of these tasks that I have to do, what have I done? What one or three things have I accomplished today? That kind of helps refuel your soul.
Yes, I agree. I love it. Yes. How can reconnecting with purpose help a leader push through moments of doubt or even fatigue?
You're always going to have
Yes.
moments of doubt and fatigue. You're always going to have difficulties that pop up and frustrations that pop up. If you focus on the why, that will give you the drive to head for the goal. If you don't focus on that, then you're going to be bombarded with all of these difficult things that are going on around you, and you'll get lost. The stress takes over, and you can't focus, and you can't reach your goals the way you'd like to.
I agree. I agree because those moments of self-doubt, I call them like the guards at Buckingham Palace, right? They're just standing there, right? And they're not moving until you ask for permission or you move around them, right? So, and they're what do you call it? They're not, what's another word for it? They're subtle, right? You don't notice that they're there until they're there, right? Self-doubt. Right. So we
Yes.
have to be attentive. And like you said before, the self-awareness to know when to take that pause. And like you said, reconnect back with your why. Right. And that's very important. So I love that analogy. And fatigue is big. I think we all go through it. Right.
I
We all.
think fatigue is huge, especially in this day and age, and especially for women, because we push so hard and we do so much for everybody all the time. We're really not very good at taking care of ourselves and taking time for ourselves. And that is vital. It's not selfish. If you take care of yourself, you will be more equipped to help others.
And we know so well because we're both in the medical field as well, right? We're at service before self is basically what we eat, breathe, sleep by, right? And even in the military as well is what we do, right?
Yes,
So
yes.
taking that time out, it's so selfless, right? It's important to do that.
Absolutely. It's vital.
Yes, yeah. So what practices or tools do you personally use to stay grounded? I know you mentioned, getting up in the morning and praying and meditating to stay grounded in your purpose. So what practices or tools that you use?
Well, that is one. That's a very big one. And I use prayer throughout the day. Pretty much everything I do, that to me is vital, and helps get me through. I also try to surround myself with others who are in a position either similar to mine, or they have made it past where I have made it, or where I'm trying to make it. And when you surround yourself with others that have knowledge that you don't have, you're going to learn more and you're going to grow more. I surround myself with others who are who I would like to be like. You have to, when your mama told you you need to pay attention to your friends and have good friends, she was not lying.
I agree. I agree. Yes.
I also have my family and my husband, and I try to spend time with him. He is very good. I'm very blessed in that area. He's very good at kind of helping me focus, and come back down. If I'm up here and I'm stressing, he kind of helps me come back down and kind of helps ground me. I think trying to balance and listen to your body is vital. We're not real good at that a lot of times, and if you just listen to your body, it will tell you what you need. You just have to respect that. And if your body is saying, I need to rest, it doesn't matter if you have 20 things on this to-do list over here, you're not going to be efficient at doing those if you don't take care of yourself. So rest, and then all the basics. Eat healthy, try to move. That doesn't mean you have to go to the gym for 3 hours a day, but you need to move. You need to move as much as you can, and take care of what you got, because that's gonna help you not just physically, but it'll help you mentally.
Yes, I love your practices and tools you use personally. Yeah, to stay grounded. That's amazing. Thank you
Thank
for
you.
that, Sheila. So, up next, we'll explore how leaders can balance profit and purpose without losing sight of either. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversation. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of Flawless Conversations or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Spanish. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. We're here with Dr. Sheila Stanek, diving into the balance between profit and purpose in leadership. For many leaders, financial pressure often overshadows their values, leaving them feeling conflicted. Sheila, why does profit sometimes overshadow purpose when tough business decisions arise?
I think it comes down to survival. You want the business to work. The business has to work, or you're not going to have anything. You lose that. That's what we get in our minds, is we're going to lose everything if I don't. If this doesn't succeed, if I lose this job, if I lose this business, and the stress of that and the focus on that is because one of the stress, but two, that is a measurable unit. The dollar is a measurable unit. And, success as far as purpose goes is a little more vague, it's a little more out there, and it's harder to quantify. Whereas the dollar sign, I did meet my goals here, or I was able to pay the bills, or I was able to pay the employees, or I wasn't able to, and it's also the immediacy of the dollar. Those bills come due when they come due. Whereas your purpose, it may take years, but that dollar, that money is right now. And so it's hard to not focus on that, and it's easy to lose track of the purpose part of it.
I totally agree. And I'm just like you, right? I'm a believer of God. And we know that once our we figure out our whys and that align with our purpose, right? And we execute in that purpose, right? It has to align, right? It has to work in your favor, right? You might not see those millions right now, but you will have just enough to pay that bill, right? To pay that marketing crew or to do one more ad, right? For the month is over with. You will have just enough. So I'm a believer of that as well, Sheila. But yeah, not seeing that money in your bank account is tough, right? And it does hinder our choices as leaders, right? As entrepreneurs, you know, whether we're going to pay for that other ad or we're going to pay for someone to help us, you know, market, you know, differently or content or whatever the case may be. But yeah, finances do kind of drive our decisions as an entrepreneur. But as long as we stay aligned, right? And it has to work out. And that's one of my affirmations that I say. I'm an affirmation queen. But every morning I get up, I say, everything is working out for my greater good, no matter how it looks. Everything is working out for your greater good, no matter how it looks. And I believe it, right? So we have to believe. We have to know that our figure out our why, right? And then once we figure out that why, execute our purpose and know if we're aligned, it has to work. It has to work.
Right? If you're aligned, it will work.
I agree. So how can leaders set up a system where financial success and purpose work together instead of competing?
You know, it's a little like we talked before. You have to weave the purpose into what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. If you don't, you'll lose track of it. Your people will lose track of it. And the path will get strayed in a direction that it shouldn't go or that you would rather it not go. So you have to weave in the purpose literally day to day in everything you say, when you talk to your people, when you make plans with your decisions, all of those things. And then stop after you make a big decision, stop and say, is this aligned with my purpose? Did I make the choice that is aligned with my purpose? Or before you make the decision, same thing. What decision would align with my purpose here? You know?
Right. And just like your groups that you've created, right? They all align with your ultimate mission, your ultimate purpose, right? Because you have several groups, right? That you're the CEO of several groups.
Yes. Right? Yes. So Empowerment Sisterhood is the group that I started first. And do you want to hear the story about how it started? So I had been practicing for a number of years, and I went through a program that was completely unrelated to medicine. I was kind of in search for something new, and it was a real estate investing program, and it was a year-long thing, and there were a lot of benefits to that. You know, about 10 months into that, I realized I was so much happier than I had been. And so I tried to figure out what it was exactly that had made me so much happier. And again, there were a lot of things, but by far the biggest thing for me was the sisterhood. I mean, I had friends my entire life, but I had never had the sisterhood that was there. It was very uplifting. If I knew something, I would help somebody else who didn't know that, and vice versa. If they knew something I didn't, they would help me. And everybody was lifting each other up and teaching each other and encouraging each other. And it was just wonderful. And so I asked myself, and, you know, actually asked God in prayer and said, why can't we have this in medicine? We need this in medicine. You know, medicine can be very toxic, and people are so competitive, and they will hold you down, and they will. I see physicians in Facebook groups that somebody will ask a question, and then somebody comes along and they you're stupid. Why didn't you know that? I mean, they're just mean. And we don't need that. That doesn't help anybody. You know, nobody knows everything, and you need a safe place. You need a place to go and ask questions, whether it's about medicine or your kids, you know, whatever the case may be. And so when I asked God, why don't we have this in medicine? He said, build it. Mm. And so that's why I started Empowerment Sisterhood. So my goal in life now is to eliminate the loneliness and the isolation that women feel. And it's grown not just to women, physicians, it's grown beyond those walls, because I had so many women come to me after that and say, I'm not a physician, but I need this too. And so I started Sisters in Sunlight. Both of those are free Facebook groups. And there are other things that are offered through there, through those free Facebook groups. But you can join, anybody, any woman can join those. You have to be a physician for empowerment, but anybody can join the other. And my goal is to have that uplifting, supportive sisterhood where you can go for whatever your needs are.
I love that. I love that. Because a lot of times we can get lost in the whole, the negatives aspect of things, just like, you know, with nurses, you know that you heard the term, nurses eat their own, right? But a lot of times we want to share our negative experiences, but there's also good. And I think your group, right, is a testimony to that, right? You're inspiring, empowering, uplifting women in general, and also physicians. So you have two groups, right? So that's powerful. That's powerful. And that's huge. And we need that. We need it.
Absolutely. Yes. I think it's even harder since COVID, because there's so much more isolation and so much more. The world changed, and the statistics on loneliness and isolation are astronomical now. And they were bad before, but they got a lot worse after COVID. So we really need that. We really need that space.
Yes, we do. So Sheila, how do you encourage teams or either your clients or women in the group to see purpose as part of success and not a distraction from it, but it's part of the success part of it?
You know, I've said this before, but it's kind of weaving it into everything that you do. When you are speaking to one of your coworkers or an employee, and rather than saying, I need you to meet these goals, you can say, we need to meet these goals because when we meet these goals, we're going to be able to serve 200 more people. Mm-hmm. Or we need to rebuild this because it aligns with what we're doing and it will help us to serve, you know, these 50 children to bring them food during school, whatever the case may be. As long as you weave that in there and you remind them that this is what the goal is and this is what the purpose is, this is what the mission is, they're going to be more likely to succeed. They're going to have more of a buy-in. You know, it adds the emotional touch. It adds the human touch to what you're doing rather than sitting at a desk and, you know, marking off the checklist. That gets old and it's kind of hard to stay motivated when that's all you're doing.
I agree. So being personable, is key and relatable as well. So that's key. And I love what you just said. That's amazing. Good stuff. So Sheila, where can our viewers go to learn more about your work and resources for mission-driven leadership?
You can go to the Facebook groups that we talked about. You can also go to I have a clinic, Crossbrook Medical, where I'm doing functional medicine and treating trauma patients. And then you can go to Sheila Stanek Enterprises, which is kind of the hub of where we keep all of these things and all these resources.
Awesome. Sheila, you are so diverse, and we really do appreciate you.
Thank you.
So coming up, we'll shift from how leaders can inspire their teams through purpose so it doesn't get lost in that daily checklist that Sheila just mentioned. Stay tuned for more Flawless Conversations.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. We're continuing with Dr. Stanek, this time focusing on how leaders can inspire their teams through purpose. Too often, purpose gets lost in daily tasks, checklists, and teams can feel disconnected from the bigger mission and purpose. Sheila, leaders want their teams to feel, or we want our clients, right, or women in general, to feel the why behind their work, their purpose. But instead, many times, people get lost in just that to-go list, that to-do list, that checklist, right, instead of meaningful impact. And we see this day in and day out. Why do you think purpose is such a powerful motivator for teams, for women, for even for the groups that you've created?
You know, it's really easy to get lost in the day-to-day lists, and it's really easy to lose focus again because you're so focused on the here and now and all these little urgent things that come up. It's easy to lose sight. It's also hard when you don't have that why, when you don't have that goal, you don't have that focus and that purpose, to maintain the enthusiasm and the buy-in for what you're doing. It just becomes mundane and difficult. But if you focus on your why, if you focus on your purpose, and you have buy-in for that from all of your people, then you're more likely to succeed because you're focused on the goal. And it's not just, I have to check this thing off this list. It then becomes, I can do this because this is going to help this person. I can do this because what I'm doing is making a difference. It's not just doing to be doing to get a paycheck. You have the emotional buy-in, and I'm doing this to reach the goal.
I agree. Because I think with purpose, you get that self-fulfillment, right? Once you discover your whys and lean in to your purpose, right? That self-fulfillment is like a natural high, right? Like you wake up in the morning and nothing feels like work to you. It feels like purpose, right? And there's a different feeling behind that.
Absolutely. I mean, when you check a list or check something off of your list, I mean, what feeling does that give you? I mean, yeah, I have something I accomplished, but when you do something that helps somebody else, or, you know, I made this person's life better because, you know, they're more healthy now. There's a good feeling. There's an accomplishment. There's a positive emotion that goes with that, that just can't be reached unless you have that purpose.
Right. And it's that sense of contributing back to society, right? And that's what you do day in and day out, you know, whether it's through medicine, you know, or coaching women, your groups, coaching other docs, you know, you do that day in and day out.
I hope so.
So how can leaders make sure their team connects emotionally to the bigger picture, that bigger mission, that why?
You need to be human and you need to show them what you're doing. You need to show them what the mission is and show them what the goal is. You need to demonstrate what you're doing. You need to demonstrate that mission, because if they see you doing that and they see your why, they're more likely to also buy in and do the things that reach the mission, that make the mission happen.
I agree. What roles do stories and personal experiences play into making purpose feel real and make people want to connect to you?
You show a vulnerability, mm-hmm. And that is huge. That is huge in leadership. That's huge, I think, in reaching your goals and in reaching that mission and making that happen. I mean, you can hear stories, but until you put in a personal side to that of, this is an example and this is what I've been through, or this is the example of what has happened in my life and that's why I've come to that, then it becomes real. And once it becomes real, you have that emotional attachment to that, it makes it work.
Yes, I agree. I'm a living legend of that. My fear, and I told myself it's not a fear now. It's not a fear. It's public speaking. I hate it. No, I love it. I love it. I love it, Sheila. I love it. I love it. And I had to do the work to peel back the layers to figure out why I struggled with public speaking so much, you know. And over time, I made up stories. Oh, it's just because I'm an introvert. Oh, I just don't like speaking. Oh, you know, all the things, right? And I had to face it head on, right? My fear, I had to face it and know that the fear is going to be there, but just do it anyway. Do it anyway. Whatever your fear is, do it anyway. And so I did it, right? I had to peel back the layers on what the layers that I had to peel back and face was my mom grew up in the South, right? South Carolina. And she grew up in a time where there was segregation, right? Mm-hmm. And raising me, she would tell me every day I would go to school, she would say, hey, Tamika, don't cause no smoke. Go to the back of the classroom. Don't raise your hand. Don't speak up. You know, head down, all the things, right? So I kind of lived my life as such. And I didn't realize it until I started to do the work to figure out, that's my why, right? So now I have no choice but to face it, right? Because I discovered my why. So yeah, we have to make these stories relatable and personal experience and share them with other people who have gone through the same thing or struggling with the same things as ourselves, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny you say that. My husband, when I started all of this stuff, he said, I thought you hate public speaking. Well, I don't know what to tell you, but this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So here we go.
Here we go. Let's do it. Here we go. So once again, how do you help a team or your clients rediscover motivation when their work starts feeling like it's just a checklist, right?
People need to be recognized and they need to be appreciated and need to know that they're appreciated for what they're doing. So rather than come to somebody and say, I need you to finish this job. If you come to them and say, I recognize that there are a lot of things here that we have to get done and that this is stressful, but what can I do to help you accomplish this? And show them that you are there to support them. Show them that you are there to lift them up. And even though it may still be difficult and some of the tasks may be mundane or they may be just not very pleasant, it's going to be easier for them because they know you're behind them. You're not just saying, get it done. You're saying, I'm here with you. I'm here beside you. Let's do this together.
Yes, I agree. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Yes, I agree. So Sheila, here on Flawless Conversations, I ask each guest to come up with a flawless nugget and a flawless fact. So a flawless fact is something that you just want to share with us, personal, funny, whatever it is, but it's about you. So if you can give us a flawless fact, that would be great.
Oh my goodness.
Anything about you, something funny.
I am an artist. I'll say that. I'm an artist. My favorite thing is stained glass and absolutely love to do stained glass. It's just mesmerizing and helps you get away. Helps you focus on creativity.
Art. Okay. Any type of, you have a favorite artist, a favorite painter or?
I really don't. Like I said, my favorite thing is stained glass. And the person who taught me stained glass I took a class and she ended up being a very good friend of mine and has been for about 20 plus years now. And the work she's not famous, but the work that I have seen her do is phenomenal. She made this huge stained glass, big round thing that she gave to a church, and it was the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And I don't know that she'll ever be famous for it, but it is amazing. So You don't have to have a big name to have something amazing out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. So Flawless Nugget, what do you want the audience to take away? It could be a quote, a meme, or a Bible scripture, something that they can take away and they can use, right? Put in their back pocket and pull out anytime they're going through anything or any type of adversities or anything in life. They can always have this in their back pocket from Sheila.
I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that you have space and that your space is very, very important. And even though sometimes it may not feel like it, you're here for a reason and you're affecting people and helping people in ways that you can't see. Someday, I hope, I pray that when I get to heaven, God is going to show me all the different ways that I have helped people, whether it was a hello in a grocery store or a prayer as I'm driving down the road and I see something and I pray for it, their car's broken down, Lord, please help them. Whatever that case may be, I hope that that video that he plays me is really long. So just remember, you're the same. That's the same for you. And that kind word to that grocery store clerk may save a life. You just never know.
Awesome. I love it. You hear that, Flawless family? Take up space. Take up space and be kind. Thank you, Sheila. We'll be right back for more Flawless Conversations. Coming up, we'll close out with how leaders can make purpose practical, not just inspirational talk.
We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Loving what you're watching? Don't miss a moment of Flawless Conversations or any of your favorite Now Media TV shows, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our full lineup of bilingual programming in both English and Espanol. Prefer to listen on the go? Catch the podcast version of the show right on Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and breaking news to lifestyle, culture, and everything in between, Now Media TV is streaming 24/7, ready whenever you are. In this final segment with Dr. Sheila Stanek, we're talking about how leaders can move from beyond just talking about purpose to start living it out daily in their decisions and culture. Sheila, you know, purpose often sounds great in words, but sometimes leaders struggle to make it practical as well as actionable. How can leaders move from talking about purpose to actually practicing it every day?
The first thing is make the choice. You have to choose to follow the purpose. You have to choose that is the path that you want to take. We try to maintain control over our lives and how things go. That's kind of a fallacy, I think. but if you have that goal, you can constantly day to day look towards that goal. You know, put a sign up on your wall. This is my goal. This is what I'm shooting for. So that I have a sign on my wall. and so every time you look up from your computer, you see it. So you have that constant reminder. But you have to make the choice first.
Yes, I agree. And like you said, writing it out, right? Write it out. That's biblical as well. Write it out. Make it plain as day, right? Your vision, right?
Absolutely.
So what small daily action can reinforce that?
Each time you sit down to make a decision, whether it's big or small, you need to ask yourself, what is this in alignment with my mission? And remember, it's not just the grand gestures. It's also the little bitty steps that we take every single day. And those little bitty steps tend to make the most difference. If you make it in accordance with your goal each time, that's going to turn out to be something really big and get you where you want to go.
I agree. And also, Sheila, a lot of times we forget about our small accomplishments. Yeah, the baby steps as well, but this, what about the small accomplishments that we accomplish daily? I think we forget to give ourselves the pat on the back, right?
I agree 100%. So like I said before, every day, halfway through the day, at least stop and say, what have I accomplished? That's going to give you fuel to keep going, and it's going to make you feel better, and it's going to make you more focused as you continue. And then at the end of the day, you need to do the same thing. You need to look back over the day and give yourself credit, realize all of the things that you've accomplished, and say, is this in alignment with my goals? Is this in alignment with what I want to do and who I want to be? And then plan for the next day so that you know what you're going to wake up to and you're ready to go.
Good stuff. How do you coach leaders to align tough decisions with their deeper why?
You need to be true to yourself. For me, I go to prayer, I go to meditation, and I ask God to show me what to do. And sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't. But that's a big one for me. You need to stay true to yourself. There's going to be so many things that come in towards you every single day, and to try to distract you, to try to get you off path, or maybe not just to try to, but it still happens. And it's easy to get distracted. But you have to constantly bring yourself in and back to that path and back to that goal.
I agree. And those tough decisions could be something as where as having to tell someone that you've been working with that, you know, they no longer align or can see your vision. So, you know, basically good riddance, you know, so even that's a tough decision, right? Or either, you know, you have a friend that's in marketing, right? But she's or he is just not aligned with your mission, you know, and vision, right? That's a hard decision to say, you know, tell a friend no, you know, and hire someone else. And they're like, okay, I thought you didn't need the services. It's like, no, it's not that. It's just your vision and mission is different from mine, right?
Yes.
So sometimes those tough decisions are tough, but if it doesn't align, like you said, with the why and the purpose, then guess what? You have to move on.
Right? I do.
So what rituals or habits can keep purpose visible when stress and deadlines threaten to push it aside? And this is huge too, because something's always coming up, right? There's always something that's lurking and stressors every day, every minute, every second. So what are some rituals or habits to keep you on track with your purpose and vision?
Mine is talked about is the meditation. In the evening is making plans for the following day so that aligns, but you need to take it a step further. You have to take care of yourself and make sure that you are not just ready business-wise to handle the day and to handle the tasks. You have to make sure that you're ready emotionally, spiritually, in all other ways. You know, you have to work harder on yourself than you work on your business in order to survive. And that's really important. People lose sight of that because you get so focused on to do. You have to work on yourself.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. You have to put self first and business second, because you are your business, right?
Absolutely.
So yeah.
And if you break down, there is nothing left.
I agree. So Dr. Stanek, this has been incredibly amazing and valuable. Thank you so much. Can you let the people know where they can follow your work and continue the conversations?
Yes, Crossbrook Medical. We're based out of Oklahoma. We do telehealth across Oklahoma and Texas. So if we can help you, please let us know. And we do plan to expand that into other states, but right now it's Oklahoma and Texas. You can also reach me through the Facebook groups for Empowerment Sisterhood and for Sisters in Sunlight, or through Sheila Stanek Enterprises.
Awesome. Thank you, Sheila. This has been so amazing. And thank you. Thanks again for sharing such powerful wisdom on how leaders can rediscover, balance, inspire, and live life on purpose and with purpose.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. What we've heard today is that purpose isn't just a lofty idea. It's a practical tool for resilience, motivation, and success. And to our viewers, I encourage you to reflect on your own why. Is it guiding your choices every day, or is it waiting for you to discover it? Think about that for a second. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Flawless Conversation. Until next time, keep leading with purpose. And remember, flawless isn't about perfection. It's about knowing who you are and owning it. Stay flawless.